Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Greetings. The following warning should bring you neither alarm nor comfort. The following podcast is not real. Do not be fooled into thinking it is documentary evidence of the existence of alternate dimensions. It's just a comedy podcast newly added to the Earwolf Podcast Network. And I'm not just saying that to cover up a huge transdimensional conspiracy. Enjoy this meaningless foray into the world of pretend.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. Exactly a year ago today, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. It's sort of like Middle Earth or Narnia. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional portal, I think, from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies that have become my best friends over this last year, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Taragus. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmwenius Maester. Don't do that. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. I have names that are so powerful that they could crush a squirrel by simply uttering them. Yea, words so grand that they could scrape snow off of an overhang.
Those are not that powerful.
Oh, yay, but as combined, if that snow were to fall off of the overhang and crush the squirrel all at the same time, your mind would be blown.
I am not in favor of you revealing more of your secret names because your name is already quite long. But if you're not revealing some because they will just kill a squirrel or help clear snow, I don't think that that's really that big a deal.
That is just the tip. I'm just giving you the tip, Arnie. Just the tip.
Oh, no, thank you. No, I know. You start with just the tip.
There's far more.
Give him 20%.
There's far more.
Just give him 20%.
No. I'm not even. No. No, thank you. Usidore, I just want to know.
Yes.
What's the number?
What's the number?
What's the number of names?
I've never counted them.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Maybe next week. Take some time in the next week to figure out exactly.
43.
43? That is less than I would have guessed. I feel like we've probably heard at least more than half of those already.
No. And I'm getting new ones all the time.
That is true. That is fair. Hey, but you know what? We're also joined by my favorite co-host.
What?
Chunt's up with that, baby.
Hey, Chunt, the shapeshifter / talking badger.
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm, you know, It's kind of a weird day for me, but I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to focus on the positive.
That's good. Well, Usidore and I mean Biscuit Meniscus, as I like to call him, we baked you a one-year cake just to celebrate you being in Foon for 1 year. I know you're lonely, and we love you. And
I miss my family, and it's a little weird to be trapped here and to not be able to figure out how to get back, but Looking on the positive side, I got my buddies Choo Choo and Yussi.
Yes.
Yussi Yussi.
I don't care for that one name.
44.
44, I suppose. Yes, it's a very special cake that we made just for you. And when you mix together eggs,
mm-hmm.
and flour, and cream.
Yum, yum, yum.
And sugar.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
I'm waiting for a
so
weird
the texture is perfect. Then you pour it in the pan. Mm-hmm. And then you put a full spiced potato right in the middle and pour more of the batter over
that's
the spiced potato.
Yeah.
And
Daddy
then
like,
when you cut up the cake, there's a
raw potato covered in spice for some reason.
So delicious. Take it out of the oven, let it cool for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Cover it with the most delicious mayonnaise that you can find.
Yeah.
Oh, what a delicious cake it makes.
Yeah, not any mayonnaise, the most delicious mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. Well,
if you use subpar mayonnaise, the hell that I will rain down upon you with a hidden name directly related to mayonnaise that I shall ne'er speak.
And I don't know how it is on Earth, but here in Foon, when you make a special cake, as we did, you'll notice that there's a candle there, and what you need to do as the person who's receiving the cake is to blow the candle.
Blow the candle?
Mm-hmm.
That seems...
Go ahead.
Blow out the candle.
No, it's not lit.
Nope.
What does that mean?
Down you go.
I have... No. No, thank you.
All right.
No, but thank you for the cake, and especially, I don't like spiced potatoes, but I know that they're in short supply lately.
Yeah.
There's the spice embargo from Migas.
Migas, yes.
So, spiced potatoes are very rare right now.
Yeah.
Even though everyone loves them.
I shall have an order of rooster's feet and three ales for my friends. You want raspberry in yours, Chunt?
Please.
Raspberry and Chunt's ale.
You know what? I've been wanting to try. I ordered it a few weeks back and never got to actually try it.
What's that?
I keep hearing about prophecy wine. I want to try prophecy wine.
Boy, hold that. Make one of those a prophecy wine.
Yeah, have a sip of that and you're going to have a
prophecy. Yeah, I've heard that like, it possesses you and you spout off prophecies.
Yes, but prophecies are a dime a dozen. Who cares?
You don't like prophecies?
I'm not into it. It's not my thing, really. I got into prophecies being my school days, and then, you know, I had all these prophecies sitting around the house, and then finally I was like, I have to do something with these. They're sitting here, and I got rid of all the cases.
Sure.
And then I just put them all into a binder.
Yeah.
I just set them aside because I'm like, who needs all these prophecies?
Yeah, that's true.
And half of them I don't even read anymore.
Yeah, and some people put them on like these huge shelves, and it's like some kid could just slam into that, and those prophecies are going to go everywhere.
And you're like, I don't want this whole long prophecy when I really only enjoy like three or four words.
Yeah, there's a great line in this prophecy, but the rest of the prophecy is just so-so.
Yeah.
And you hear the one great line, and you're like, well, I have to get that whole prophecy.
Yeah.
But that is not the case anymore.
So happy 1 year to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
I've also decided that I'm going to assist you in training to retrieve the lunar sword.
That's
which
right.
is the first thing that you seem to have been excited about since you've gotten here.
I'm going to try to get this lunar sword in a nearby dungeon. I've been working on getting in shape to retrieve the sword.
Can I be honest with you? I feel like our friendship is growing and blossoming, I want to be honest with you. The reason I'm helping you, as I've told you before, and hopefully you know, Hawksface is a big gambling town.
Uh-huh.
And currently the gamblers are taking bets for and against you. So I put a little bit of my own money on the line. They're giving you 2-1 odds.
2-1?
Mm-hmm. The guy who runs the gambling, his name is Juan. He has two toes. And he's giving you 2-1.
2-1?
He's giving you odds.
Oh, okay.
And they're 1,000-1.
Wow. Oh, boy. That's much worse.
2-1. 2-1 is one of the gamblers of Troroth, is he not?
Yeah, he is.
They know me as Johann Sebastian Bacharach.
Oh, no.
That's right.
But I just want to prove 2-1 wrong.
Sure. Know? No, you can help me. I got to be honest. Here's the thing. I'm stuck on this first part of the dungeon, and it is a little bit boring. You know, it's like it's the same skeleton, and it's bats, and it's dripping acid. It's just not exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, bats are dripping acid?
No, there's bats. They're not even that fast. It's usually like one big bat.
Uh-huh.
and then dripping acid from the ceiling, which...
You can just walk around that, right?
Well, I mean, you have to walk under it, but it's very rhythmic, and you can usually just... The pattern is very gettable.
Time it out, yeah.
Yeah, just time it out.
Is it just one drop? You could just go to the side.
Well, sure.
What's your complaint?
It's just like, it's dangerous, mm-hmm. but it's also boring.
I don't understand how a drop of acid that comes down in a regular pattern is any kind of obstacle.
Well, it's not.
How do you even know it's acid?
It's green.
Maybe it's just green water.
It could
be. Did you ever think about that?
Hmm. I didn't, but I don't want to test it out.
The wizard
it's
becomes
It's not worth testing
teacher.
It out.
Why don't you put some of it in a vial and bring it back here to me, and I'll use my great magical powers. Those powers that I have developed over these years to battle the Dark Lord of Food. I'll use all of my magical knowledge to let you know if it's water or acid. It's
let me,
not
let
like
me ask
that
you
hard.
This. When it hits the cave floor, does it plop or hiss?
It kind of... Because
there's a little saying here. If it plops, water drops. If it's a hiss...
It is
acid piss.
Acid piss. Yeah, I think it's kind of a little bit of both. So I think it's...
A plop hiss?
It's a plop hiss.
Plop hiss hiss.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, never mind. Earth people are loving it.
Why?
Who's our guest tonight?
I didn't get us a guest. I've been so, you know, busy trying to get this lunar sword that I didn't get us a guest. So it's just the three of us.
Wow. We have a saying in Foon about that. When three buds hang and they are tight... That makes this a
Boys' Night!
All right, Boys' Night!
Biggity, Boys' Night.
Well, yes, once again, the three of us shall delve deep into each other's hearts and minds, peer closely to our truest most selves as we prepare for our battle against the Dark Lord of Foon, for he is ever present and ever plotting against us here in Hog's Face. Even now, there are dark dealings in every corner. I, Usador, shall be what stands between us and the Dark Lord as we prepare to go out on a quest to defeat him. Chunt shall join me, and Arnie shall join me, and even perhaps some other travelers who come here to the Vermilion Minotaur, this beautiful tavern where we wait night and day, hoping that some great hero doth appear before us. But I believe that hero to be Arnold.
And also, snacks and games.
Oh, yes, yeah. Snacks and games, too. That would be great.
Snacks and games.
Good.
At Boys' Night, anything goes.
Yes. Oh, you know what would be delicious? Would be some rooster's feet.
Sorry, I cut you off, Isidore. What were you saying?
I think I was talking about who I was dating right now.
Oh,
who are you dating?
Jen Levy and I have been, of course, sending each other magical excursions where we do transdimensionally send our souls into the atmosphere and then spend some time looking down upon Foon.
Wow.
Yes.
So you are like astral projecting together?
Exactly.
Holy cow. Do you start together or do you start separately and then meet up?
I haven't seen her in weeks.
So, but I've
astrally projected. We've looked over Foon together. Who knows where she's at?
Oh, so it's sort of like a long distance relationship.
You could say that. You could say it's a long distance thing. You know, so yes,
that can be very exciting. It can be fun to have a long distance thing.
She could be at Herondon for all I know right now. She could be in Migas. I have no idea.
Sure.
Oh, Genlevia, though, how I do love you. I do think about your beautiful face, scarred though it may be, and how I wish to gently caress it and think of your beautiful long black hair.
Yeah, wasn't her face scarred by acid?
Yes, I believe I gave her some advice to just walk through some acid one time. Yeah. And I was, because it just seemed like water to me.
Yeah. Sure.
She even brought some back and I tested it, but I got it wrong.
Sure. Sounds about right.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I brought some games.
Really?
Just in case. I always have some games in mind, just in case we ever do another Boys' Night.
Yeah, sure.
Which is tonight.
Wait. So wait, Sean, every week, do you bring games? And then you're like, well, no, didn't get to play the games.
Well, it's not like a physical.
Oh.
It's just in my brain.
Oh, so you brought games in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more brain busters?
No, I'm sorry. From in my world, people don't really bring things in their mind. People were really into physical things.
I mean, Chunt comes every week to record the show, as we always do, and we're always happy to talk to our guest, even though we may have other things on our mind that we could talk about were there no guest, as we shall do tonight. But the disappointing part is that you're always here.
Yeah, and I could tell. I mean, I can tell you being from Earth that you don't bring much in your mind.
I keep it empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What sort of game do you have?
The first one, I brought two games. The first one is called...
Wait, you brought two games in your mind? I don't know. Am I the only one? There's just something slightly weird about that. How many games do you have in your mind?
I have two.
Why are you so obsessed with counting everything tonight?
Let me ask you this. If I were to leave the table, would the game still be here?
No.
No. So that means I brought them.
Have you ever had more games in your mind than two?
Yeah.
But tonight he packed his brain case with two games.
Where did the other games go?
What is this fucking question?
Why does this bother you?
I don't.
What do you care?
Arnie, it's been 1 year. I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
You're maybe my best friend.
You are my best friend.
You're being kind of a fuckface.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Does that make sense?
But it's just but I'm excited about the games.
I do not need a best friend. For I am more powerful than many of the great wizards who have lived through the ages of Foon. I even can in Spintax do not hold a candle to Usador. I even Genlevia, my sweetest love, she shall not be more powerful than I were we to battle each other in a wizard battle. I, she who was born of gopher and tree and leaf and stream.
What color is Genlevia? I mean, like, wizard-wise, like, you're Usador the Blue.
Yes, I am.
And you're the master...
The master of light and shadow.
And I know we've met Spintax the Green.
Yes, the master of truth and lies.
And then there was Can the Wizard.
He's the master of space and time.
Yeah, and then there was the Brown Wizard?
Blorth.
And he was... What was he the master of?
Sense and sensibility.
That's right. So what is Genlevia?
She... is a beautiful red wizard.
Red wizard.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, and her powers derive from nature.
And nurture?
And nurture. How did you know?
See, just a guess.
You are a powerful magical entity, whether you believe it or not. You have been brought here to this world to aid me in my quest. I know not yet exactly what part you shall play, but your instincts and your understanding of things is sometimes so innate that I cannot deny that you are a powerful being.
I want to test your magic.
Okay.
I'm going to say something, and I want you to finish it.
Sure, no, okay. Is this one of your two games in your brain right now?
No, this is a third game that I just now brought.
Just brought?
To
from
Boys
where?
Night.
From, like, in the cellar of your brain?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's play it.
Do you know how brains work?
I do not, actually. I mean, like, in a really complicated way, no, I do not.
They're just like a house.
They're just like a house.
They're just like a house.
Fair enough. All right, let's play it. I'll finish your whatever.
Boys.
Night. Boys' night!
One for one.
Okay.
Golden.
Showers.
Two for two.
Wait, that was right?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
What is that? I know what golden showers mean on Earth. I'm hoping it doesn't mean the same thing on Foon. What is golden showers?
It's when you are in a cave and the drippings are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of stop a little bit and let it clean you off.
Oh, okay.
It's usually because there's an ogre in the cave above you peeing on you to be sexually aroused.
Okay, yeah. It's the same then.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that part.
All right. Give me another one.
Pride
comes before the fall.
Three for three.
Wow, I'm getting these all right. See, maybe I do have this sort of like, maybe I just have this kind of like powers of intuition.
Arnie
is the best.
No, three for
fail.
Four.
Oh.
Game over.
What was the correct answer?
Arnie sucks.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
But I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
1 year.
One year.
I don't know why I'm chanting. I'm so conflicted, guys. And it's so weird. I'm in a magical land. That is awesome. I have, you know, been talking to all these crazy magical creatures about their adventures. That's awesome. I met my two really good friends, Usador and Chunt.
Ah, yes, but you're conflicted because you've left a life behind you. You've cast off the shackles of your marriage and the bindings of your impending fatherhood. And now you are free to enjoy yourself, quest for the Lunar Sword, and join me in my ne'er-ending quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Aye, so happy and buoyant are you that how could you not be conflicted, knowing that you came from such humble and despicable beginnings?
Bachelor night.
No, I'm not a bachelor.
You just like to swing.
No, I don't like to swing either. I'm just separated from my family, and I hope to get back to them eventually.
It's just a trial separation.
No, it's not a trial separation.
It seems like it's sticking.
No.
Here, let's play one of the two games.
Okay, what are the two games that you brought?
So the first game is called Wide as an Arnie, Stiff as a Board.
Oh, sounds...
So Arnie, you're going to lie on the table.
Okay, first of all, I'm not light in any way. But...
Yes, that's... Well, I'm going to magically reinforce the strength of this table.
Thank you.
Okay. I feel like I should have a few drinks before I actually do this. But all right, I'm going to get up on the table.
Move your cake. All right. There you go. Just pop up there.
Okay.
Now what's going to happen is Usador and I are going to light you on fire.
No. All right. No.
What?
No,
what?
I'm getting off the table.
No,
you're not going to light me on fire.
It's light as an Arnie, stiff as a board.
No, wait, I don't. What's the stiff as a board part?
If you look down below.
Oh, no.
I am hard as a rock, my friend. Yeah, baby.
That was a fun game.
Bing bong.
I'm going to give that one a begrudging boys' night.
Boys' night.
Let's get our drinks and let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll play more of these games and have a little bit more boys' night.
Boys' night.
Hello, I'm Bungaree Chubbins. Maybe you've heard me before on this talking program. I'm the proprietor of Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. We've been a fixture here in Hog's Face before we even knew of the 12th realm of Ephesius. 9 realms seemed impossible. Yet here we are, and the world still needs chamber pots. No, I don't sell nothing fancy like Penhaligon's pretty parties. Like my father told me and his father told him, a Chubbins piss tank is for the common man. Chubbins chamber pots and so forth. They ain't pretty, but they'll hold all your piss. Or we'll give you store credit, I suppose.
You know what, guys? We've been having a classic boys' night.
Boys' night?
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
But and I'm not saying that you have to have drinks to enjoy boys' night. We really haven't been drinking much.
No?
We haven't been drinking much?
No, well, I mean, even you, Usador, usually you're just drinking like you're breathing, but...
I've had 4 drinks since the show started.
Really?
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
It's not the size of the night and the boy, it's the size of the boy and the night. Boys' night.
Yes, what are you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry, I guess I've been nursing. I'm a little nervous to try my prophecy wine, but I'm going to try it.
Oh, yes, you should.
Here we go. Strap in.
Oh.
How do you feel?
I think it made him stupider.
The sun shall die, the stars shall fall. 5 go forward, 3 come back, the never door opens.
No, it doesn't even rhyme.
Whoa!
Huh? It didn't even rhyme. 5 go forward, all 7 and we'll watch them fall. What was that?
I only really liked the never door opened, and it just seemed like, you know, I could just get a line like that anywhere, you know?
Yeah, well, I could get a quote from the Raven, and he'll say never door.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, here, you guys try. You want some prophecy wine?
Yeah, I'll have some. Here we go. The more a man knows, the less he talks.
Wait, is that a prophecy?
Wait, hold on. An old ass is smarter than a young colt.
Wait,
there's another one. A mule can travel for miles and miles, but it'll never come back a horse.
What?
These truths have changed my entire world.
Wait, I see something.
Whoa.
It's a boa constrictor eating an elephant, and it looks like a hat. And that's it. I'm all done.
I'm not sure if those are prophecies so much as Far Side cartoons.
No.
Here, pass it to me.
All right, here, Usador. Yeah, I mean, it seems like we're just saying gibberish, but it's fun.
He is.
Wait, don't drink all of my prophecy wine.
Is inhaling that.
Oh, come on.
breath sent out of the face returns again to its unborn place. Each man doth live and grow, and on this planet he has so little to show. Life has no meaning, and we shall all end. This is the meaning. Dost thou feel the bend of the Dark Lord that doth now take control? And inside this vessel he shall evermore roll. I have opened the door that the Dark Lord may enter, and he is here now.
Mosquitoes.
And now enchant as well.
No!
There's no way of telling where we're going. The lights ahead are growing.
What's going on? Guys!
The oarmen keep on rowing.
Oh. Oh, wait, I feel weird too.
That was fun as hell.
Oh,
you're
is
right?
That normally what is that normally what happens with prophecy wine?
Yeah, it's prophecy wine.
I probably shouldn't have drank so much of it. I think I was a vessel for the Dark Lord momentarily.
Yeah, those mosquitoes you barfed up went right in my mouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then right
about
in Arnie's
that.
Mouth.
Yeah,
it was kind of worth it.
Do badgers eat mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Chunt, I'm going to say something. You've been a badger for most of the last year that I've known you.
Sure.
You don't seem to know that many facts about yourself.
About badgers?
About badgers.
I am what I am.
What are all the things you know about badgers, just from having been one?
What are all the things you know about yourself?
I know. I know too many things about being human.
Same here. Here, for every question I'll answer about a badger, you answer a question
about
humans.
How about this? Let's do a fact off.
Yeah.
We'll go back and forth. I'll say facts about being a human. You say facts about being a badger.
Great. All badgers right. are black and white.
Correct. Humans are. It can be any color.
Correct.
Or not any color.
Nope. You said humans can be any color.
Humans can be any color.
Why don't you think humans can be any color?
Well, I mean, there are a set number of colors on Earth. I mean, there are vast sort of different hues and varieties, but it's not like there aren't like. Now I'm weirdly trying to think of a safe color to say the humans
aren't.
Wow,
this is your first fact.
There aren't green humans, at least on Earth. Are there green humans on Foon?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone in the far, far south is green.
Oh, really?
Fact off over.
Oh.
You fucking lost, dude. Now let's play my second game.
Okay, let's play your second
yes.
game.
Yes.
Great. My second game is called Truth or Bear.
Okay.
Bear.
Great. So you have to either tell a truth.
Okay.
Or Usador turns you into a bear.
Wait, why did Usador get a pick for me?
What?
I'll tell a truth. I don't want to be turned into a bear.
Okay. Why haven't you come to a chunce night?
Why haven't I come to a chunce night?
That's Look. The question.
Here's the honest truth. On Earth, I lived in Chicago, and I hung out with a lot of sort of like actors and performers and comedians sometimes.
Ugh.
And
all colors.
And I just got tired of seeing their shows. Like, I didn't like seeing their shows. And you know what the worst part would be? If you had a friend, a really good friend, and you went to their show, and you wanted so much for it to be good, and it wasn't. And look, I'm not saying, I bet Chunce Night is awesome. For everything I've heard, I bet it's awesome. But if I went to Chunce Night and it wasn't awesome, I would feel bad. So that's why I haven't gone to Chunce Night.
Wow.
Hashtag awesome. You can reach me at Usador the Blue on Twatterton.
So it's almost like there's a cat in a box and the cat could be dead or alive, but as long as you don't open it, it's both.
Yeah.
So Chunce Night is both awesome and terrible. Unless you actually go, and then it becomes one of those two things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm kind of assuming it's one of those two.
This is a sad story, but Usador shall intervene. Yea, I shall open this box, and I shall save this cat. Yea, it shall no longer suffer unseen in this box. Tell me where the box is, point me towards it, and I shall rescue it.
It's not an actual box, it's just, we're just kind of
talking.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Can I know we're having a boys' night. I know we're having a good
boys'
time.
Night.
Boys' night. You know, I don't know why this boys' night is not as celebratory as our other boys' night. I feel like we're all it's a little heavy.
Well, I was about to say something a little heavier.
Oh no,
John. Let's
so take a load off, Arnie.
Take a load for free.
What? Just shut up. Listen, the other day I was walking through the forest and I came across a bunch of dead rabbits, uh-huh. And there's a coin on the ground, and I picked up the coin and it cursed me. It was a cursed coin.
Cursed you?
Yeah, I picked it up and I like floated into the air and I went rigid.
It was
like a
is
silent,
this like...
No, it's not like a joke. It's like I went into like a silent scream and then I landed and it was a cursed coin, and I think I have like months to live.
Oh, chunt.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. And what I want to say is that here in Foon, when you know you're going to die, when death is apparent, not like, don't make a joke about death being apparent.
Well, it's
like a mom or dad.
It is. I mean, it's when so death much, is so much parent, so much death apparent.
When death is looming, there's a thing here in Foon where the person who's dying gets one last request. We call it a final fantasy. Okay. And my final fantasy.
Is it, do you get just one?
Well, you can have one to like 24.
Why would you pick up that coin?
But my Final Fantasy is for you.
Final Fantasy 1.
My Final Fantasy 1, and okay. And well, this is a tactic I'm using. It's my Final Fantasy tactic is to get you to come to a Chunt's Night before I die.
Okay. How long before you die?
I don't know. I took it to a local witch, and she said 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, Chunt.
Maybe could you get a second opinion? Go to another witch? Like, I don't know if I don't know how it works.
Could Usador, can you, here's the coin.
Is Usador in?
Don't throw it at me.
The curse is off of it.
Is Usador in network? I don't know if you.
Let me see this.
But I mean, I bet you 2-to-1 odds that it's a curse.
Let me pour some green water over it.
Green water? That's piss. He's just putting piss on that coin.
No, it's green water. That's what the sprites drink. We call it Sprite.
This was a cursed coin. The curse has been removed, and now, Chunt, unless you find some way to reverse the curse, you shall die.
Reverse the curse? This is the worst.
This is tragic. Arnold, do you see what our friend Chunt hears? He's in trouble. He's in pain. What are we going to do? He's also playing it up a little bit.
Yeah, does the curse make you sick, or does it just kill you?
No, I just had a mosquito left in my throat.
Yeah.
I feel fine. No, honestly, I feel fine, but them's is the breaks. Looks like I'm going to die.
What do you want to do with your last days on food?
Yeah.
Watch Arnie at Chunt's Night.
Okay. I'll
watch his face, like, enjoy or pretend to enjoy what I'm doing.
I will go to Chunt's Night in 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Why didn't you just go to the next one?
Wait, there's some time, right?
There's some time, but... Why put it off in case...
Look, I'm not going to put off until the last week, but maybe to, like, the beginning of the last month.
Oh, boy. All right.
This is like that... I don't know if you have this on Earth. There's a story in Foon about the ants and the grasshopper. And the ants work hard all winter. No, wait. The ants... Oh, they both die. Never mind.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
Boys' night.
Well, Chunt, I'm still kind of reeling from... The fact that you may die in the next few months.
Yeah, you're reeling.
I must think of a way to save my friend Chunt. And to do so, I must now go into the wizard state.
No.
I don't think
that's going to help. Chunt, have you gotten any emails in the last week?
Yeah, I have. This is an email here. This is from Jared Watson. Jared Watson says, Gorgeous made it to the studio.
That name sounds really familiar, Jared Watson.
Yeah, I don't know. He says he's a musician.
Huh.
But he says Gorgeous made it to the studio. I guess he's recording music.
With Gorgeous, the talking spice potato?
I guess so.
Holy cow.
So I guess Gorgeous is maybe no longer on the side quest?
I guess not.
But congrats, Jared. Here's one from Jana Joseph. Jana writes, this is to chunt@gmail.com, chunt with six T's. She says, Dearest Choo-Choo, Chunt's up. Nothing much here. Sitting in my office parking garage listening to Arnie's podcast. I'm just starting and I'm super stoked to catch up with y'all as soon as possible. Although I'm only on episode 12, I'm really hoping for an upcoming episode of Chunt Night. I would clear my entire Blunder schedule to be a fly in the wall during Chunt Night. Cheers, Chuntly, Jana.
Unpack.
Oh, I wish I wouldn't have read that one.
No, it's going to be all right. Here, let me read an email. And if people want to email me, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't seem like a real email address. It's really the only thing that I could get. There's something about the firewall from the Burger King. It's very weird. I mean, honestly, sometimes I feel like it's actively trying to stop me from going certain places on the internet. But anyway.
Experience.
This is really a especially long wizard state from Usador.
Like a lot of Usador stuff today is especially long.
It's true. I feel like a lot of Usador, this wizard state is uneditable.
Oh, look, he's smiling.
Okay, let's see. I got an email here. It says, hi, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and any guests at the Minotaur. Sorry about that. No guests this week. I had a question about Usador's age. He tells everyone all the time about how he was brought into the world fully formed. So he looked like he does now when he was actually a day old. He was an old man with a long white beard when he was 18 years old. Did he lie about his age to people? How weird was it to be young and look like a 300-year-old wizard? Love you guys, Jessica.
Water sports.
Usador.
What?
Don't make me read this email again.
I could hear it in the wizard state, of course. I take in all that's about me when I am in that state. I am just focused more so than usual, even though I am always prepared for anything that comes my way. And I shall answer this question. Yay, the very first day I was born, I was fully formed and look exactly as I do now.
So you're on Foon. You come in fully formed as the sort of old, grizzled man that you are now.
Grizzled's a little.
And so someone is like, hey, Usador, the blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, blah, 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 grandmaster of light and shadow,
already off.
Eater of
pies, stop.
I don't know. And they say, Usador, how old are you? Like, it's your third day on Foon. What do you say?
I am 3 days old, and in these 3 days, I have seen so much. So many wonderful experiences have I had. I bring with me all of my magical prowess, and now I've seen a cat and petted it. Pretty kitty.
Well, happy 1 year anniversary, Arnie.
Thank you, Choo-Choo. I just want you to know that I love you, Choo Choo, and
I love you too.
And I'm worried about you, but we're gonna figure this out. We're not gonna go quietly into that good night. We're gonna solve this. Curse is gonna be overturned, right, Usador?
Oh, of course.
So we'll just find a cure. We'll just stop the curse.
So now we all have a quest: the Dark Lord, the Lunar Sword, and my life. Three equally important quests.
Except for that, my quest. It puts every life and food in balance. If I do not succeed, all shall be lost.
Well, the best way that you, the listener, can help all three of these quests is to go onto iTunes and to give us a bunch of stars for the podcast. And I think...
Wait, will that really help me?
No. No, it won't. But it'll get more people listening to the show and, you know, maybe it'll help. I don't know.
Once all the people on Earth hear our message, the great magical prowess that lies there latently waiting to be unlocked shall be unleashed, and we shall all live out our dreams.
Yeah. Or at the very least, more people will listen.
Boom, baby.
Hello again, and remember, you may think you've been enjoying a transmission from a distant and magical land, but you've only been listening to 330-somethings argue over hastily manufactured details. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Sometimes he whispers and sometimes he shouts. Are you writing this down, Ian McKellen? Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai, whose energy level never gets above a B-. There's some prophecy wine for you. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. You may know Tom as the voice of Cookie Masterson from the games You Don't Know Jack and Fibbage. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. Edited by Chris Rathjen. Logo by Allard Laban. Music by Andy Poland. You can follow this fanciful bit of make-uppery on Facebook or at Magic Tavern on Twitter. Special thanks to our new home, Nose Cougar. Earwolf. And a quick hello there to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Thanks again for listening, provided you believe none of this really happened, in which case I'll have no cause to send vibrations through this device that will shatter your eyes. Ta-ta!